It's Wednesday, July 17th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Barron County Fair kicks off today and runs through Sunday. Senator Ron Johnson said a teleprompter error made him read the wrong speech. "Why does so much wildfire smoke from Canada move into Wisconsin?" asked the U.S. Forest Service. And Culver's celebrates 40 years of Butterburgers. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Gouldy for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here is our top story. The Barron County Fair starts today and runs through Sunday. Showings and judging start today for junior classes, along with showings for dogs, cats, small animals, and sheep. The opening ceremony is at 2:30 p.m. The Spectrum Carnival opens at 5 p.m. today. Harness races start at 7 p.m. with tickets $5 for grandstand seating. Daily fair passes are $6 or season passes $20. More information about the fair schedule, go to barroncountyfair.com. The Republican National Convention is in full swing, now with Donald Trump officially as its presidential nominee and U.S. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate. Trump energized the crowd Monday night by entering the arena with a bandage on his right ear after being injured during an assassination attempt Saturday. The second night of the Republican National Convention has centered on issues of crime and immigration, with many speakers echoing unfounded claims that Democrats intentionally want to replace Americans through illegal immigration. Speakers Tuesday mentioned what they described as the former president's strength and resilience after the shooting at his rally in Pennsylvania. The former president is expected to give his nomination acceptance speech Thursday, while Vance is expected to take the stage on Wednesday night. Senator Ron Johnson says he intended to be less divisive in his convention speech. Bob Haig takes a look.
Johnson said he read the wrong speech at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on Monday night. He said he'd rewritten it to delete this phrasing.
"Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people."
The Wisconsin Republican later told PBS NewsHour that he had intended to read a different version of the speech that included a call to heal and unify. Johnson said the teleprompter loaded the older version and its divisive message. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Shimmian is encouraging the use of absentee ballot drop boxes to vote early.
Chairman Wadley thinks 40 to 50% of the people who vote this year are going to vote early. 40 to 50%. That means the election result doesn't start at 7 a.m. on the first Tuesday in November and end that night. Those days are gone.
Since 2020, Republicans have sought to ban the use of drop boxes, which they consider insecure and vulnerable to election fraud. The Wisconsin Supreme Court approved the use of absentee ballot drop boxes earlier this month. Shimmian spoke at Tuesday's Wisconsin delegation breakfast at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Researchers at the U.S. Forest Service are trying to figure out how to predict smoke movement from large wildfires. Meteorologist Jay Charney tells WXPR in Rhinelander, "This not only includes the large wildfires from Canada, but also things like prescribed burns."
So trying to better understand all of this so that when we put prescribed fire on the ground, we can control the impacts is really important.
Wildfires are a natural part of many ecosystems and often improve wildlife habitats. And Sharney says those scheduled burns are effective at preventing larger, more dangerous fires in the future. Culver's is celebrating 40 years of deliciousness. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Craig Culver began the popular Wisconsin chain 40 years ago in Sauk City, and he's bringing it back to where it all began. A Thursday morning block party will allow residents to get 89-cent custard and free cake until it's gone. Yard games, giveaways, a historical display, and a commemorative painting are all part of the festivities. Culver's restaurants nationwide will also be donating funds from sales on Thursday to a charity of their choice. The first Culver's opened in Sauk City on July 18, 1984, and now the chain has 980 locations spread across 26 states. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.